hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Hello, Marie. Christine, Marie.
Our Marie, I'd like to call you.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Celebrations everywhere.
I know. It's like in parts of the country, it's like 120 degrees in the shade.
Yes.
And yet, I'm still freezing and shivering from Ice Road Truckers.
Ooh, yes.
The Liam Neeson movie we saw last night. You know, as movies go, since I'm, you know, in my creative writing course,
yes,
screenwriting course, mm-hmm, not that tremendous of a movie.
Right.
But I really liked it.
Yes.
Because we're in trucking.
Yeah.
And we all, as a family, kept going, well, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
That can't happen. That's... Your guy Douglas was with us, and he kept saying, "Please stop saying it."
Yeah,
it's,
you're taking the thrill out of the movie
for me.
Well, I hear, not to give it a spoiler alert, because there is a commercial about it, the new Fast and the Furious movie, there's a couple of scenes where I think they're in space, actually. And you know, I think we can all say in real life that it's not happening at this moment.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So they're taking creative license. It's funny, though, because all I kept thinking about whenever I would see Liam Neeson is that he's supposed to have the biggest penis in Hollywood.
Right.
Now, you don't know if that's true anymore, mm-mm, because there's a lot of contenders out there.
Yeah.
That are just the newbies. Yeah. The newbies that are trying.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Trying.
Yeah.
With weights.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But
stretching.
Yeah.
Gravity.
But here's the thing. I would never have, you know, we have to have log lines.
Yes.
Right. So would we have ever had the log line is what was his brother? He had a brother trucker. His brother was with him and his brother had aphasia.
Yes.
Which means that he had his own language. But somehow Liam Neeson understood it. And yet this brother was the best, fastest,
yes,
brightest mechanic in the world, which every trucker would love to have is,
yes,
is a mechanic along with him that's the best and brightest and fastest, and yet says nothing.
Yes, exactly. And he says so grateful just to hang out with you,
yes,
and expects nothing more.
And has a pet rat.
Yeah.
You know, now see, if I would have brought that to my teacher, that, yeah, thing, they would have laughed me off my Zoom call.
Yeah. But no. And
somehow that got financed.
Can we talk about your screenwriting course this week?
Yeah, whatever you want to. I mean, you can talk about it, but it's not going to be around very much longer, I don't think.
Well, this was the week, the turning point for me, for you.
And it was the turning point for me, for you.
Was it? Good.
Whatever that means.
It means that, you know, I saw you at some point going, like, okay, so like you have a great class and you're going, oh, this woman, this teacher, she's amazing.
Well, I know. Yeah, exactly right. I had a
spiritual connection.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks I was on your class, but this, mm-hmm, week I've just been so busy.
This is the third week. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then.
And 3 times a week and actually 4 times a week.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's 2 hours. It's intensive.
It's intensive.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be working out of, you know, doing other stuff and so forth. But what was interesting is that I felt like something switched inside of you, which is like on one class, they kind of were hearing your log lines, mm-hmm, and the teacher kind of was pushing you a little bit, wasn't seeing your light for what it was, you know, and kind of wasn't honoring you. And then out of a class of 22 or 25, had picked
21,
out
actually.
21, mm-hmm, had picked out 2 or 3 where they said, if you can get this made, you'll never have to work again.
They didn't even say that. They just said, you'll never have to work again.
You'll never. This is such a great idea. You'll never have to work again.
Just on this idea alone, see me after the class. You'll never have to work again. Yeah.
And like, though, that's like winning the lottery, right?
Yeah.
And
I did play the lottery this week.
Yes. And did you win?
No.
No. So that kid also took your lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Effer. Okay. You know, and then...
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. And so it's weird because what I really got, though, was this idea that even though that kid, and we really have, what's it called? Compersion. Mm-hmm. We want to have compersion where, mm-hmm, we're happy for other people when they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get joy. Like, I'm happy for that guy, you know, who never has to work again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a part of us that kind of wants that too, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then also you had another class where literally for an hour you were bombarded with the fact that it takes 10 plus years, mm-hmm. you know, and
10 plus scripts
and 10 plus scripts. And maybe if we're lucky, we might see one of you guys, mm-hmm. This whole class, mm-hmm. do something,
not even something great,
just something. Yeah. And you're just like,
well, why don't you tell me that before I joined?
And I'm like, that wasn't in your sales page. You know, that wasn't
there. They didn't have a sales page.
Well, they did. I mean, they had a class description.
That's not a sales page.
No, but you don't have a class description where it says at the end, P.S., you know, look to the right of you, look to the left of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both those people will be gone.
Yeah. And in my life, I've always was one of those people.
Yes, you were one of those people gone. So yeah. So that was just kind of weird. And I could feel the turn for you, mm-hmm. where the petals were off the bloom. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, here's where the real work, the deep, deep crushing work begins. And then I was, before the show started, I got a little Apple News beep, you know, and on my phone, I'm like, oh, what's the big news here? And it talked about how this movie Zola got made. I never heard of it. Have you heard of it? The movie Zola?
Mm-mm.
I never did either. And the one thing that I want to say, though, that you said this morning, you said, I enjoyed Ice Road Truckers or Ice Road, whatever it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
People, go ahead and see it. It ain't the worst time to spend an hour and 40 minutes, because I'm truly tired of Netflix turning everything into a series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to I want a tighter movie. Tell me the whole story in an hour and 40,
yeah,
not in 10, 40-minute segments.
Right, right.
I got to get on with my life, people, yeah. You know? And then anyway, so I'm like, well, why is this news? Why is this Zola movie news?
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, her tweet handle went viral, and she was able to take her tweets and turn it into a screenplay and turn it into a movie. And it was her, and of course, she befriended a sex worker, and her sex worker's boyfriend and pimp chose to do a cross country road trip.
Of course.
Yeah.
Buddy movie.
Making money along the way as best they could.
Meaning sex.
I guess of long strip clubs or mm-hmm. who knows mm-hmm. what. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, there's some kind of drama that happens, because that's what you need to have a little.
Yeah.
In every comedy, there's drama.
Wake up in the morning with a needle in your arm.
Yes. Make up in the morning. Your pimp stolen all your cash.
Yeah.
You're left on the side of the road with a gas tank full of unempty, mm-hmm. you know.
And a bag of peanuts.
Yeah. Or your pimp and your boyfriend, you know, hitched a ride with a long haul trucker, couldn't get away from you guys fast enough.
Or they found somebody younger.
Yes.
Bigger boobs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. They were changing a tire, and then somebody came by.
So funny. Zola sounds to me like a Christian movie.
Well, you know what? There might be faith burst in there or seated in
there. Why? Because redemption is always possible.
Redemption is always possible. By the time they get to Florida, the sex worker has decided, you know, mm-hmm. maybe this is not the life for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't need to take these chances anymore.
After you get an STD.
See, this is the problem, though. We don't know what to call people anymore, because a willing participant is a sex worker.
Yeah. Hi, Julie. This is Christine Marie. I'm the sex positive.
Yes.
Binary.
And you're talking totally away from your microphone.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
You're cisgender, binary.
I'm just rambling. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, you know, so, but I was just like, oh, why couldn't have I befriended a sex worker? And then I realized that I have befriended a sex worker, but she doesn't charge. So she just does it for sex charity. You can't really travel.
Oh my God, though, we could develop a screenplay around that.
We could.
She does it for charity.
Like,
she does the 80-year-old guy. He buys her a bottle of wine and
takes her to a $100 dinner, which I think is sweet.
Yeah.
She's like, he'll spend money on me. I'm like, what do you mean he'll spend money on you? He goes, oh, yeah.
And he doesn't want, he can't do sex, but he can.
Yes.
He can,
you know,
try and give himself off.
Yes.
A bit.
And I'm like, you know, and I go, I wonder if I'd be willing to do those things.
We could interview her.
Yes. And you had a tweet line going.
I bet this would be awesome.
Would it?
I think so. I got something now.
I just
couldn't do it in my class.
Everything for marketing is everything. I'm so tired of having to.
Well, also too, in my class, we learned that if you already, that some people actually, have the website, have the marketing merch in place, and have the podcast that talks about it. And then, of course, you have your tribes or your tribe and all of that. Then maybe they will look at you because you've already have the world you've done all their work.
You've done all their work. You've created.
You know
Don't
what?
You love that?
Is it even feasible?
Don't you love it though when people go, "Yeah, you can now get a publisher or a manager if you've already done 3/4 of their work for you." You're like, "Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you."
Well, here's what we learned, that the most of the producers in Hollywood it's 99.9% of them, it's easy for them to say no.
Yes.
And not only is it easy, but it's safe.
Right. They don't lose their job.
They don't lose their job. They only lose their job if they risk something.
Right.
And so they have to really manage their risk.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And you go in with that attitude and you go in with like, well, that's kind of cool. I like to manage my own risk as well. But then you realize that, they have a safety net because for some reason they're being paid just to say no.
Well, they said studios have like budgets for quote unquote. We're using the word Christian movies, but that doesn't mean that at all. Like
no.
where you got to read the Bible or
no,
somebody.
No, no. Actually, they don't like that.
They don't like that at all.
They think it's a hack.
But they end up being in the department where you make movies under $2 million.
Oh, under $2 million.
So really, you can't even get a decent star.
No, no.
You know, I might be able to get Flo from the Progressive commercials.
I you know what?
Maybe not even her.
No, I don't think so because she's making like three a year for just.
But we
can
maybe get your brother.
I think so. He'd do it for half of a temp.
Because he's going to be a star.
Yes, he is. My brother will be a star someday. I think he'll be a new star.
We're going to see him on commercials.
Yes, we will.
Pretty soon, guys.
I know. Stay tuned. We'll tell you more if it happens.
Stay tuned for Noom.
Yes, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? That'd be kind of
fun.
It'd be fun. I can't wait.
I'm going to be very, very proud of him.
Well, it was interesting because this last 2 weeks, everybody I know is on vacation, like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because like this is the week where we're in the final half quarter mile of our race for acquiring a FedEx business and all this stuff. And, and we haven't been on vacation and we haven't gone on vacation. I thought to myself, oh, we went away to,
Bellevue. I love that.
You know, that was a beautiful vacation.
Yeah. I'm going back there.
Yeah. But I realized though that my vacation stuff, they don't last very long in my brain.
No.
It's like, oh, it's over with. Boom. Now
isn't
life.
Isn't that true though?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Because life moves on. No matter how beautiful the ocean is or whatever you do, you come back to this.
Yes.
So you better make this good.
You better make this your home. Make your home good. Make your daily life good.
Make your daily life
good. Because
you
always come back to it.
Yeah.
You always come back. And maybe that's why you go on vacation, to appreciate your daily life even more.
Ah.
I mean, I told you that I said I didn't mind Bellevue as a whole. It's a town itself.
Right.
The cabin was fine.
Right.
But it should have been a lot better.
Right.
Like,
but still it was a great vacation.
It was a great vacation.
Sweet.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
Was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So.
The last time we went to a hotel, it was a Ramada Inn. Not saying Ramada Inn, but it was a Ramada Inn.
Yeah.
And we woke up with like fire ants in our bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the calling the hotel guy and saying, you know, there's ants in our bed.
He goes, yeah.
Oh, I'll get you another room. Not that. I forgot that room.
I forgot that room has fire ants. How can you tell an ant from a fire ant? I don't know.
They're just red. You know,
oh,
it's like.
Sure.
It's like.
It's the color.
It's the color.
So, like, since you're a natural redhead through and through, like, what were some of the typical name calls when you were growing up? Were you like, I remember these
Irish.
Calls. Irish.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Irish, Italian.
Yeah, okay. But they never, like, I remember Lindsay Lohan was called, like, Firecrotch, right?
Yeah.
You know.
No, nobody ever called me by my crotch name.
Did they ever ask the drapes match the curtains?
Nope.
You're like,
not in my class. The nuns never even questioned me.
That's good. There was no questioning going on.
Can I say something? This is funny because we in our class yesterday, we had some extra time, so they were just saying, let's, you know, how do we talk about art and God and all that stuff. And one woman said, you know, how do we go into Hollywood knowing that there's, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins and that they're, you know, that they're peddling children and abusing children in this industry. How do we go into that, you know? And, you know, everybody's like getting on their high horse. And I'm like, people, hello, Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Hello, you're gonna sit here and do this, and you're talking about that the Catholic Church is looming large and over you, and how the priests... No, we're not going to touch that, though.
No. Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. Look over here.
Yeah, look over here, people.
Yeah. Look over here. Don't look at this over here. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I don't know, people.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of felt it, right?
I felt it. I got punched in the gut.
Well, you know, it is interesting when things start landing.
Yeah.
How you have to really integrate everything. You know, I was listening a little bit to... sometimes when I do feel a little crazier than usual, you know, like I just can't land because there's a lot of wheels going on and so forth. Yeah. And I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to forget anything. And even though I know that everything will always be okay because people forget stuff, people miss stuff. And, you know, they're designed to like, hey, let's keep moving, you know, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Like just today, I was cleaning up my office and I've been piling up stuff, new stuff from like, our business and other stuff. And I took it to get off the computer. And all of a sudden, two of my treasury bills came out for my utility company for our insurance. And I'm like going, whoa, I don't remember seeing those two bills come to me.
Are you late?
I don't think so, but I better open them up today because I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, I remember thinking like a week ago, when we got out of the house, I go take Straight Cut, which is the bill for our guy that mows our lawns. And we never mailed that bill out.
Got it. You know? We'll do it today.
And
maybe.
We better do it because we need him. He probably won't come. He's a new guy and he's mean. He's Amish.
Yeah. Those mean Amish people.
One of those
he's Mennonites.
Oh, he's a mean. Yeah, because
if we had an Amish person come, he'd come in a horse.
And we're like, I'd love that.
I would too.
I'd let the horse just eat the lawn.
Yeah, please. He'd just come by with like a group of sheep. Yeah. Go to work, Betsy.
Yeah. I would love
Betsy,
that.
Betsy, go. Eat the grass.
Yeah, I'd just see who's going to complain about that.
Oh, there's somebody. Yeah.
That, they got a barking dog and now they have bleeding sheep.
Exactly. And then now we have anthrax. You're like, man, doesn't anthrax come from sheep poop? I don't know. Does sheep contract anthrax?
That's not very fair because, you know, chicken poop makes good tomatoes.
Yes.
But sheep poop?
Anthrax.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% on either one of those.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not, you know, we're not a horticulturalist or, you know.
Or an agriculturist.
That's it.
We're neither of those.
I'm neither of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did buy a box of fertilizer.
Yeah.
And I do put it on my plants every day.
Here's how risky we are. We're growing onions.
Yes, and tomatoes. We're growing onions. And
we planted the bulbs in the ground and they're watching them get bigger. The bulbs go from small to big.
And we're not even seeing that. The green long stems, we're not supposed to pull up the onions until those stems die.
Right.
Which is kind of nice to be able to see like...
Not until September usually.
It's lovely to see how you can harvest something that literally costs $5 a bag for 10 onions. We've planted 20 onion bulbs and spent $25 for our little plot of land.
I know. Don't look here, Julie.
Yeah, but it's
been
fun.
Don't look behind the curtain.
I know. Well, when you question like... Oh, so I was listening to Abraham Hicks. So I listened to Abraham Hicks. She channels, I don't know who
Abraham.
She Abraham. She calls him Abraham, them Abraham. They're collective. Mm-hmm. They're all about your well-being. And it was kind of funny because when I, She pops on my YouTube stream a lot, probably because I have listened to her in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I have Abraham Hicks. I have, Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden. And then I have my rock 70s music and Pink. And, so I've got a little bit of a thing, but it's the same stuff over and over again. And she was talking about, somebody asked, like, how do I get more money coming to me? And of course, the first thing Abraham says is, not by saying or feeling the way you feel now. Mm. You're like, no.
Not by feeling lack.
Not by feeling lack. And if you wouldn't, and the only reason why you're even asking this question is because you feel lack. So you're in a catch 22, right? Mm-hmm. Or catch whatever the catch is. They're catching you. And, but what it was interesting, because they brought up the lottery, because she's like, why can't I just be in a line to win the lottery? Because that would be wonderful. And it was interesting because Abraham talked about winning the lottery a little bit and said, lottery, we put the lottery in the same place as working dollars for hours, hours for dollars, and also in the same place of desperation. Because unless you go to the lottery and give them your dollar or $2, and at that moment you feel excited and exuberant and alignment, there really is no point. I mean, to do it. Mm-hmm. And because you're not in alignment to receive. And I thought to myself, okay, that's fine. That's wonderful.
That's her thing.
That's Abraham's thing. It's like, how do you be in alignment to receive? But she may have some interesting, she brought some interesting points. She said, you would be surprised that there are people in the world who receive money all the time and it has nothing related to the works that they produce.
Totally. I totally believe that. 100%.
Yes. So when you understand that there really is, mm-hmm. for some, there's no correlation to the work they do and the money they receive.
I totally, like last night when I was praying before I went to bed, I was like, God, I said, please forgive me that I have not given you any other roads in which to, hang down your abundance to me,
right?
Other than these two channels or something,
yeah.
When there's a million ways in which you can get your abundance to me, and yet I don't hold my arms out to receive it. Now, I'll say something. I watch My Lottery Dream Home.
Yeah, okay.
There are our guy, whatever his name is.
I know, but you love him.
He asked people, how did you, I was stopping. I went and got a six pack and I thought, I'll buy a scratch off. Got home, Nobody's like, their vibration was not like, I'm so happy to be getting this.
Yes.
No, it's just like buying a six pack, grabbing a pizza. Want to go home, put my legs up.
And try to win the lottery. That'd be kind of fun.
I'm scratching myself and I'm scratching these things up.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully you scratch yourself first.
Yeah. Because I think and I'm telling you, the people that I've seen that win the lottery dream home or whatever, they just are normal looking people.
Yeah. And they never win a lot. They're like won $1 million or $7,500, $750,000.
Well,
Some men, like two or three.
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
No. Yeah. But so what? I wouldn't either. So they're not buying a lot of mansions in the show.
No,
which I love. I love the show too. And now they're branching off into like inheritances.
Well, I've seen inheritance, but I've also seen gamblers.
Oh, really?
My husband's a poker player and he won $1.5 million.
Oh my God.
That.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just talking about it, I am kind of excited.
Yeah.
Because there are times when you just going, this was unexpected money and I feel like I won the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember
when we had that website?
We had
like a one money.
Yeah. .com.
Yeah.
And we had Greg make us do a song. And when we got to I feel like I won the lottery. I feel like I won the lottery. Oh my God.
Oh my God. We have had such a weird life, haven't we?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Mom. What we couldn't do is just connect the dots to a marketer. But I always feel like I won the lottery though with me. Like I look back at my life and I go, God, I've had a really kind of
fun, wild ride.
A wild ride, yeah. A wild ride.
It's been funny.
It has.
Fun.
And it's been fast, hasn't it? There are moments I connect with getting older and retiring and then dying.
Don't connect there, Joe.
Yeah, and I go, oh, don't worry too much about those parts of your life, Julie, because it's going to happen so fast.
Just live.
Yeah. I mean, I think about, I'm like, what if I thought to myself, I may only have, I don't know, 30 more July 4ths. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't seem like a lot. That's only 1 month of July 4th. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like a whole hell of a lot, mm-hmm. you know?
It's not a lot, Jules.
No. And that's, you know, like, because you guys know my promise. My promise is I live at least one day to 1 year longer than my parents.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you'll be living to 100 in one or two, you know, and you'll have 30 more July 4ths.
So you can have, because I know you're looking forward to the fireworks tonight.
A little bit.
So you'd have 30 more fireworks
right.
displays.
Right. 30 more opportunities for our dog to go crazy.
And we have, 30 more months, 30 more days of that, and 30 minutes of fireworks. And then every year, what does it end with? Lee? What is it? What is his name?
Harvey Oswald?
No. Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood?
Singing.
Oh, Star Spangled Banner?
No. How does he sing? America.
Oh, America, America. Yeah, God set his grace on thee.
Yeah.
That one. Okay,
He does that.
Special.
Oh, he does?
Okay.
Joe, every year he does that.
You're making out
with Doug during that time.
Sure. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. None whatsoever.
Okay. Every 4th of July.
No, I know.
And our Petunia Festival.
Yes.
Ends with 30 minutes of fireworks.
Yes.
And they
and
play,
turn the radio station on it.
Right.
It links up with it.
Yes.
Yes.
And so our radio station here links up to the fireworks.
Yes, it does.
And at the very end, it always plays Lee Greenwood's America
Beautiful or whatever it is. Okay, great. No,
you
I
do
think,
not know that?
I think I'm always walking back to my car
because
I want to beat the traffic, beat the rush.
At the Dixon, Illinois Petunia Festival.
Exactly. That's something I'm trying to do. Oh, but you're right. And it's interesting because like yesterday, so we had a moment there where you probably thought I was crazy. Like, you don't remember this. You have no recollection of this song or this happening to our town every year.
It freaked me out, yeah.
And yesterday you had a moment with Normano.
Yes.
Because you have a cemetery that you like to visit frequently, but you haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
6 months.
Or a year. Cedar Hill, yes.
Yeah, Cedar Hill Cemetery.
It's on a hill. It's very tiny.
And it's but it's such a beautiful cemetery because
nobody knows about it.
And the wind there, for whatever reason, it could be 90 degrees out.
Right.
And it's cool.
It's cool. And there's breeze.
Yeah.
And there's shade.
And there's space. And you can see for miles.
Who do we visit there? Mrs. Doyle.
Because
Mrs. Doyle.
You got caught one time. A farmer came by and asked you what you were doing there.
Yeah.
And you quickly scanned your eyes for the biggest headstone, Doyle. Yeah. Doyle. Oh, I'm just, you know, we're doing genealogy, and I'm, my third cousin is a Mr. Doyle, and he's right over there. And I thought we'd just hang out and take a little break while we visit other Dixon, cemeteries.
Right.
But for whatever reason, this cemetery right here, Dixon, Illinois, it's got great scenery.
It's a vista. It's on a hill.
You never hear the guests. They're very quiet.
They speak to me sometimes.
They do. It's just a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because you choose to actually park like in the grass. You branch out. Dad brings a chair out. You bring a chair out. You got blankets. You're like, what's going on here?
It's our picnic spot.
Yeah, why not? I think it's a waste of space.
Right. You were going to say that.
What was I going to say?
About Dad.
Oh, so I said, you go, Norm, I want to go to the cemetery. We haven't been there in a long time. You're like, no problem. I turn near the Oregon County Fairgrounds, right? And you're like, no.
And then he went, Morrison?
Mount
Morris?
And you're like, no. And then all of a sudden, you start shutting down.
Yeah.
You're like, so what, Norm? Are we here now? Do I need to have Julie drive? What's going on? Have you lost it? Do you not remember any of this? Have we been there before? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
And
then I start thinking he doesn't even remember our life together.
Which is not true.
And I feel so sad.
Yes, because you remember everything about our life together. So,
precious memories.
Yes.
Precious.
Yeah, and where I hope, like I pray Mom forgets about this. I pray that, like, oh, no, there's no forgetting.
Yeah.
There's no forgetting.
Yeah.
I think one time this week I woke up and I said, we were not gelling a little bit. And I don't know what was going on, but I think you had like literally said like 10 things that were wrong with our lives before like 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, Mom. And I'm like, Mom's just purging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mom's just purging. What else? And then you told me that you had a really weird dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. But I do know for us right now that there's like you are the memory holder of the family.
Mm.
Do you want that responsibility? Because I would prefer you not to have it.
Yeah. Okay. But I prefer that Norm.
Somebody else takes over.
Somebody says remember something.
Would we be just happy enough to just not remember anything?
I know.
Well, because I was going to watch this movie last night on Netflix called I Care Enough.
Yeah,
I care about you.
I'm not going to see that movie. I don't want to see that.
I know you don't want to see that. Why don't you want to see it?
I don't want to see it because I mean, maybe it's funny. I don't really know. Maybe it's a comedy.
No, I don't know if it's funny, but they got a great cast.
I don't like to see people taking advantage of older people.
And since, you know, this is based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this is like you didn't know that you had to worry about this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, you thought you had your life set out, and then you go, wait a minute, the state could come in, declare you incompetent, and then put you in a nursing home and take all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. And the job is given to somebody who doesn't get it through a salary.
Mm-mm.
They get it through taking
kind
20
like
or 30%.
Yeah.
Yes. They take 30% of your money or 40% or whatever it is. And so, yeah, when you find out about that shit, you're like going, oh, my God.
Right. Well, and not only that, because like I trust you implicitly, but then I see you and Dad's relationship.
Mm.
Now, you try to convince me that Dad bosses you around.
He does.
You know, in the
he
truck.
Does all the time.
But when I see you guys, I see you bust Dad around.
Yeah.
Or you say something and Dad hears it in a way that he's like, oh my God, I got to change direction. I got to do what Julie said.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm like,
thank God the word codependency is not thrown around that much anymore. It may stick on us quite a bit.
Well, because that was the good old days when, you know, people didn't have to live with each other in the basements and on top of each other.
That's true.
And
yeah.
And like we heard of somebody in our little complex here. The mom has a little pittance of a Social Security.
Yeah.
And three adult children live with her on that.
Yes.
On that Social Security.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Those are
weird times.
Yes. Yeah. And
these are weird times.
Well, because when you hear stories like that, you go, oh, there's only one way that story ends.
Yeah.
And that is
keep the mom alive.
Yeah. Or mom, keep the mom alive. Wink, wink. You know.
Until one of the old adult kids reaches 65 or something.
Well, or and then.
Or develop some kind of disability.
Or something else. Yeah. Or till, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But, well, I was listening to this one guy talk. He was, I don't know if I mentioned this.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because in our hemisphere, we have heard about people, you know, like in our, like we have this bullseye target. So it's not like on the target, but around us. We know of people who literally live a good life because of the States has food stamps,
yeah,
disability checks,
yeah,
extra unemployment checks,
right,
and I mean all sorts of things where they can buy a house,
yeah,
and have a nice life,
yeah,
and not work, yeah.
And,
just saying,
yeah, you're just saying. I maybe picked the wrong path here. No.
it just wobbles the mind,
right? Well, it's interesting because. We know someone who, right at the pandemic, kind of, she lost her job and got fired, and then was on unemployment.
Right.
And during the pandemic, And I still don't understand this because typically when you got unemployment, you got like 80% of your salary so that you kind of were motivated to like look for a gig. And then somehow during the pandemic, you got $300 more a week.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, how is that? What's going on
there? And
then
once that was up, you got it again.
Yeah. And so,
once that was up, you got it again.
And so she has taken advantage of it completely.
And gone on vacations.
Yes. And I say to her, I go, well, you know, in some ways I look at this and I go, well, you know, can you during this time, it's a very freak time. I can't fault anybody for mm-hmm. taking advantage of it and saying, hey, mm-hmm. how do we then transform our lives? You're not going to get this opportunity mm-hmm. to look inward and mm-hmm. see how do you want to live your life.
How are you transforming your life by this?
And then she was mentioning to me, she goes, yeah, it took me getting fired in the pandemic to have enough time off for my mental health to get better. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know? And she said that in her...
Like you call it, sometimes you call into work because you feel unsafe.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't, you hate
sad.
That. You feel sad. Yeah.
Calling to work sad. I'm sad today.
Not going.
Yeah.
Not going. You know.
Sorry.
She was talking about her friend in Ireland who all she had to do was say, you know, take a year off for her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And the government gave her a stipend for mm-hmm. her mental health. Mm-hmm. And I get that. And I feel great about that. Like that's an opportunity because like.
Thank you, Ireland.
Yeah. If you can then take that time and then, mm-hmm. prelay that or what do you call
parlay
it? Parlay that into like a real, you know, like more productivity or just.
But then, making
like,
harps.
But then it's like, well, why do we have to be productive? And like, you know, because like.
Because that's just the American dream, damn it. Stop it.
I don't know. It's like,
stop it.
You know, but it was
why
weird.
Do we have to work?
Oh, but by the way, so
I'm just going to make sourdough bread.
Yeah. She did go on vacation though.
No, I'm going to make bagels. Sorry.
You know, she works part time too. She got in with vacation, but she sent a picture out of her car and in her car, they left the door open and there were bear tracks all over the rented car. Like inside,
oh, no.
There were big bear paw marks the car.
Oh, no.
And my first thought
why
was.
Why would they leave the, sorry.
No, it was so funny. Down. That's exactly what Doug said.
Yeah.
Doug said to me, I told them to never leave the door unlocked.
Yeah.
But you know what my first comment was?
What?
Did they find their gummies or their edibles? Because those kids aren't ever without edibles.
Yeah.
And
that poor bear.
And that poor bear's like, what? What's going on? I go,
oh, my God.
These gummies are fabulous.
No.
Why are
they
shaped like me?
They look
like little bears.
I have a new log line.
What is it? Yes. You do have a new log line. Oh, my gosh, Mom. But it wouldn't be the whole movie?
No.
It would be just a partial of the movie. Yeah.
You want to talk about...
Oh, my gosh. I love that scene.
A bear shitting in the woods.
Yeah.
Like... That's some bear shit.
Well,
that can grow some fucking awesome mushrooms.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's exactly right. Because we know
now we're parlaying.
Now we're parlaying because we know that there's a special kind of coffee that comes from the
poop of
monkeys.
Rhesus monkeys.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like the best coffee in the world.
Yes.
Now we have to get
Batola.
The shrooms from the bears.
The bears
break into cars. They eat the edibles.
Yes.
They poop the edibles out,
right.
Laced with the THC and all the good
right.
stuff.
Oh, my
God. And it's all moist.
Yeah.
They grow the mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then the mushrooms are like the best psychedelic mushrooms ever by man.
And we sell... For $5,000 a piece, the puppies that can
sniff out
the shroom, the THC,
and you just solved
shrooms.
You'll never have to work in this town again. You'll never have to work again in this
Thank
town.
Thank you.
You figured it
Thank
out.
Thank you, Paramount,
yes.
MGM,
figured
Sony.
It out. You got it. You got
Thank
it.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. Yeah, so there's something there.
Yeah,
I
like
it.
Oh, yeah, there's something there. Oh, yeah. Even if it's animated.
Yeah.
Or anime. Chinese bears.
It's Japanese, by the way.
Oh, Japanese bears. I don't know.
I get you. But, I'm all for that.
Politically incorrect bears.
Yes. Ooh, I
they
like
say
that
all
too.
The things that we want to say.
Yes, exactly. Now let's just be real. South Park's done it.
Yeah.
South Park has done everything.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to say, well, that's the thing too. Like, you have a scene, you know, like that would be a great scene in a movie, but can it be the whole movie? And like,
yeah,
I don't know. You have
it can
bigger...
be done in the first act, the second act,
right? Like, can I make more little acts like this inside these first three acts?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So yeah, I'm getting there. There's something
we're
there.
Getting there.
But it was interesting though, because like
it's
so,
evolving.
You know, everybody, like I said, is going on vacation. I feel I need a vacation. Not going to get it, but mm-hmm. I also feel like I'm just done with vacationing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like,
what's
why?
The point?
I kind of feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, how much more Paula Deen mac and cheese can you eat?
I agree. I mean,
everybody,
never had
everybody that we know went to Pigeon Forge this summer.
It was a big, big draw.
Pigeon Forge is the biggest. Yeah. And we went there, what, a couple years ago or whatever. No, we almost went there.
Yeah, we planned on going.
We planned on going, and then we pigeoned out.
Yeah, exactly.
We saw enough of it in the brochure.
We planned so much. We're like going, I feel like I've already
been
there. I think
I've been to Pigeon Forge.
I could have sworn to Dollywood.
Or that one long, like, it's on the, you know, it's like a boardwalk, and it's all those little
yes.
restaurants.
Yes.
It's Paula Deen. And
yes.
Kenny Rogers Chicken.
Yes. Is he dead by chance or no?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Alexa, is Kenny Rogers dead or alive? We'll see if she knows. I don't know. Alexa, how old is Kenny Rogers?
But she's not going
to. Oh. He died during COVID. I don't know if he died of COVID.
Ooh.
I thought he might have died. March 2020. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I certainly liked him and Dolly Parton together.
I'm so sorry.
He had a great life. I mean, I still feel sad about it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel...
How do you know that he had a great life, Julie? Did you know that his chicken franchise did not work out for him?
I think it worked out for a short time, and then it didn't.
Sort of like life, right?
Exactly.
Kind of works out.
Well, it was funny. We had this real...
Then you end up in Cedar Hill.
We really had this philosophical discussion because in the Bible, it talks about the latter being better than the former.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, but, you know, you've had this thought that if you are really having a good, like, everything is going as planned
mm-hmm.
and working even better than expected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is then that means knock knock knock, who's there?
And see, that's my philosophy. And Death. guess who had, you know, gave that a thumbs up?
Who?
I was watching Bill Maher interview Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
And Bill goes, Quentin, you know, you've moved to Israel.
Yeah.
And you're not doing any more movies.
Right.
Tell us why. We don't want you to stop doing. You're young. You're in your 50s.
Yeah.
And he goes, my best movie I did. Anything after that is like going to be like poop.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's I'm going like, to quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
He goes, and he mentioned some screen or some movie maker who I don't know who the name of. And
Michael
goes,
Bay.
No, he goes, he did so many good movies in the 70s. And then by the 80s, his like last two or three movies were just
Scorsese?
Like.
Scorsese?
No. Well, I'll tell you that last one, The Irishman.
I know.
Could they have not? They could have made
so
that
funny.
So much smaller.
Yeah.
And better and tighter.
Yeah. And, but Scorsese, like. My teachers say that Scorsese knows how to do scenes. He doesn't know how to do movies.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what they said?
Uh-huh.
They said that.
They said he can do a bunch of scenes to make a bunch of beautiful scenes.
Right.
But they don't equal a great movie.
Oh, interesting. That
makes
sense.
And I think that's, you know.
Yeah. And he's got the look about him.
Yeah.
Who do they like as director?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I was listening to this one.
I mean, they kind of like Spielberg.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, who doesn't, right? But I was listening to...
But the reason they said that even Spielberg became great was because in the early days, he was known that he could bring in a movie under budget and on time. And in the studio world, that's gold. All they care about. That's liquid
under
gold.
Budget, on time.
Yeah. And the reason that they fired Aaron Sorkin is, even though he's a great writer and director, is because he was always over budget and over time.
Interesting. Yeah. So no matter, even if you think that you have even an unlimited
budget. Even if you think
budget,
you're good.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is a thing too. No matter what, like, okay, so you have had, we have had pools off and on in our life. We have.
Swimming pools.
Yeah, We don't have one now.
No.
And in the last 10 years, we've had pools as well, but none that you've really enjoyed being in.
Right.
You know? And so still you have this desire, this longing to have a pool.
Yeah.
And then you're like, why can't I get a pool? I'm like, well, we can get a pool. It's just going to cost this.
I just want an indoor pool.
Now you want an indoor pool. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how to get you what you want, per se.
Right.
It's possible. It's definitely possible. Mm-hmm. But at what price? And, you know, here's the thing. If I gave you $100,000, that would look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Would you come over budget still? You know, would you be over budget? If I gave you $20,000,
yeah,
that'd be a different way.
I could do it for $100,000.
Yeah, and then if
I'd have to buy the land behind me.
Right, you have to buy the land behind you, and they're not willing to deal for whatever reason. they we've already asked, like, hey, well, we'll take it off your hands for just paying the taxes. Like, no. Like, oh, okay. Well, then we'll just continue to use it.
Yeah.
We don't have to have it. Trust me.
we really don't.
We don't have to have it, you know, and so forth. So, yeah, I get it. It's like, but like a budget's always a thing, because if you have $1 million to spend and you're at the $900,000 mark and you're like, oh, I've gotten everything I wanted. No, probably not. Mm-hmm. It's almost like if you have a maximum budget of $1 million, you should shoot for something like 850, because you know there are people going, if I just had $10,000 more, I can get you this great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to say yes to those people. But you can't say yes if you're already maxed out.
Right.
So if you're house shopping, you should always tell people, I can only spend $250,000.
Right.
Even though your max is probably closer to $350.
I hear you. Like, and this is an interesting, speaking of houses, though, it is an interesting, I don't know how much time we have left, but.
8 minutes.
Oh, you know, thinking about, you know, like my lottery dream home and things like that. I mean, this is a really interesting time.
Yeah.
In the real estate market.
100%.
I mean, they say that in our area alone, if a house goes on sale, it has 20 offers.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
And so they're going. But number one, you can't build unless you're willing to pay like 20 to 30% more because of building materials being sold.
Building materials are so expensive right now.
So you have to, it's just a weird time.
It is.
Low interest rates, low inventory.
Yeah.
Lots of people wanting to buy.
And no one, you can't find builders to build.
No, you can't find builders to build.
And so there is.
Nobody's working.
No.
Everybody's, you know, on unemployment.
Right. It's a very odd time.
It is. And I think about when we built this house.
Yeah.
I mean, we had people that we would have to get up in the morning, like at 6 o'clock, and go pick up our workers.
Yes.
We would go into Sterling. We'd go into Dixon.
They didn't have cars.
Because they didn't have cars.
Yes.
They had lost their license.
Right.
Whatever.
Whatever the reason was.
We'd have to give them breakfast.
Right.
We'd have to give them lunch.
Right.
You know, we'd have to give them ciggies.
Yeah. Whatever.
We had to do a lot of stuff.
Just to get our house built.
And,
and you know what? I can still to this day smell the menthol in this house. And I'm like, it smells like victory to me, because the truth is,
at least it doesn't smell like sweaty tits and remorse.
No, it does not smell like sweaty tits and remorse, because the truth is, when our original builder walked out then came back to slightly finish it, and then we found somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, the quotes that we were getting to finish a job were more than
horrible.
What we were going to pay to have it completed. And we're like, are you out of your mind?
It's so funny, though. We had a builder come out, and he put the house, kind of framed it, and he did one thing which was he put the door in an no,
put the a beam,
put the beams in not centered. I don't know, for whatever reason,
he put a beam right in front of your front door,
right in front of the door.
So like, well, where do my steps go? Yeah. Well, the steps go to the side. Yeah. Who puts steps in the side?
We don't want our steps. And he walked out the job and called us anal retentive.
Yeah, he called you an anal retentive.
Yeah,
called you anal retentive.
Yeah.
And then he like
came back 2 weeks later.
He goes, "I'm sorry. I just was like getting stressed out because I had my new job. I had to start." And I'm like, "Dude, just tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Just tell us the truth. Yeah. Don't create drama so that we get upset and then everybody's like, oh, it ended so so poorly. Shit can end okay.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, adults know that people need to move on for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Right.
And then shit happens. Mm. And then mostly you hope you have enough time in between the shit happening.
Mm-hmm. Is this your philosophy now?
This is my philosophy
of life.
You're
going to leave people with this.
Yeah. We hope that you have. I pray, people, that as you're listening to this, that you experience enough joy in between the shit happening. But I was thinking today, though, or the other day, like, what if. Okay, because I've been taking metformin. I'm going to just come clean. I'm taking metformin. And one of the side effects of metformin is diarrhea. Okay. And then I just kept thinking, and it just comes on so fast.
Yeah. Well, Jill, I mean, I'm just so used to you just having to like go, gotta go now, Mom.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
And you're like, metformin? I go, yes.
Yeah.
It is a completely, it's not, I mean, like.
And here's the thing too. Mm-hmm. It isn't, it's just not here at home.
No.
It's anywhere.
Anywhere.
So, I mean, you have used almost, and literally, if there's been a job between here and any other town that we traveled to,
every
you've
spot,
used it.
Yes. Yeah. And you get that little twinge. But anyway, I kept thinking like, well, what if like Godzilla? You know, Godzilla breathed fire. He had fire flames come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But they never tackled the concept of like, wouldn't it just be so like.
I know, I've never seen
insult.
It either.
You know, like, here's
add
Godzilla.
Insult to injury.
Insult to injury. Here's Godzilla destroying your, you know.
Tokyo.
Tokyo. And then, by the way, he has explosive diarrhea. And you're just like, oh, can you see? And the visual is all these people running and running and running and then just wiping their face clear. Like, oh, no. Not only did he destroy my building, but he had to take a crap on, too. It's just explosive diarrhea.
Or like, what if
the streets didn't run, you know, run red with blood.
No.
It ran brown with poo. You know?
And that's the streets. The streets ran brown.
The streets ran brown. You know, and then you see like, oh, you mean with UPS trucks? No.
Ooh. But also you can think about this. So the bears, you know, getting metformin in edibles.
Yes.
Taking that and going, wow.
Wow.
Didn't count on this happening.
No. Like, so,
you know, you don't see bears having diarrhea in the woods.
I mean, I do not see that happening. No. I have to be honest, I've never seen bears
not
have diarrhea. I mean, I've just never seen it happen either way. Yeah. So I wouldn't be a great
log line.
Yeah. Does a beer.
Yeah, bear with diarrhea.
In the woods.
In the woods.
Now tell five different stories.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, why not? I mean, like Elliot, sometimes he eats the exact same stuff every single day.
And sometimes.
Once in a while, you're just like, more than once in a while, he'd just be like, I got the runs.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, great. And then like, could you have at least not done it on the wood floors?
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, he's like, no. Because when I have the runs, it's.
Take me as I am.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have. We have taken him as
just
I
like
am.
Just like God takes us.
Yeah, for sure. And now that I'm on that pill, I feel like the world has to take me as I am, which is I may have to just run in without discussing topics. Mm-hmm. I don't need to tell people what's going on. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's kind of cute because the guy you're dating is also on it.
Yes.
So between the two of you, do you ever have any time together?
Yeah, it's a barrel of monkeys. It's a laugh a minute for sure. You know, it's just very interesting getting this time of your life and thinking like, you know, I take this pill, which is a longevity pill, so that I can have my 30 more potential Fourth of July weekends, you know, and celebrate this. And like, here, and the consequences, I will have to probably miss some of those while I be in the crapper.
Yeah.
You know, well, I guess you take the good, take the bad.
I'm going to start investing in porta potties.
I don't think it's a bad idea. As more and more people get on metformin.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a bad.
I'll just call them the met potties.
Met potties. Exactly. Well, it's interesting because in our subdivision, there has been magically two porta potties just showing up.
Yeah.
On people's corners.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not built. Why are they there?
We know now.
I know now. So, all right. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
It was great.
It was great. Happy 4th of July, everyone. It was great.